This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Arab leaders on Saturday urged an immediate ceasefire in Israel's military offensive in Gaza, pressing U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken to convince Israel. But the top U.S. diplomat said such a halt right now would only allow Palestinian militant group Hamas to regroup and attack Israel again. In a rare public disagreement at a news conference in Amman, foreign ministers of Jordan and Egypt, standing alongside Blinken, repeatedly pushed for a cessation of hostilities, saying the deaths of thousands of civilians could not be justified as self-defense. Blinken said the leaders came together for the same reason, to seek long-lasting peace in the region.
We may have different views and positions on certain necessary steps to achieve that objective. But today we reaffirmed our individual commitments to continuing to work toward that end.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Israeli military strikes have killed multiple civilians at a hospital and at a U.N. shelter one day after strikes hit three other hospitals, killing dozens more. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The U.N. said two Israeli strikes killed several people at the U.N. school-turned-shelter north of Gaza City. Those killed were in tents in the schoolyard and women who were baking bread inside the building. A day earlier, panic erupted after Israel struck the entrance to Gaza's main Al-Shifa hospital, which killed over a dozen people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Panicked locals could be seen carrying injured young children in their arms and running from the scene.
AP correspondent Karen Chamas. Find more at voanews.com.